The New Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your ultimate gateway to career success. I am Lucy Gabriel, and I'm here to guide you through the latest job vacancies across various sectors and government recruitment updates to help you navigate the competitive job market. Tune in and let's explore the world of vacancies together. There's something for everyone. We begin with the Joint Electricity Regulatory Commission, JERC, under the Ministry of Power, invites applications for the post of Secretary on deputation or foreign service terms from suitable officers of central or state governments or union territories. The last date to receive applications is 30 days from the date of publication in the Employment News. For detailed advertisement, scale of pay, eligibility and application process, kindly visit www.jercuts.gov.in under the vacancies section. THDC India Limited, a Schedule A Mini Ratna PSU under the power sector, is recruiting field officers level 1 in geotechnical, structural, hydrology and seismology disciplines on fixed tenure basis across India. Candidates with a full-time BE, BTech, BSc Engineering in Civil Engineering and an MTech in relevant specializations or with a minimum of 60% marks are eligible to apply, and the upper age limit is 30 years. Remunerations is that of 53,580 per month. Relaxations apply as per government norms for reserved categories. Candidates must register and apply online at www.thdc.co by the 10th of July 2025. Oil India Limited, a Maharatna public sector undertaking and one of India's leading upstream oil and gas companies, invites applications from Indian nationals for the post of Superintending Medical Officer, Orthopedics in Grade C. The position offers a pay scale of 80,000 to 2,20,000 rupees with an upper age limit of 48 years as on 1st July 2025. Reservations are applicable as per government norms. Interested candidates can apply online, with the last date for submission of applications being 1st July 2025. For further details on eligibility, vacancies and the application process, kindly visit the official website at https://www.oil-india.com/advertisement-list. The National Council for Promotion of Sindhi Language, an autonomous organization under the Ministry of Education, invites online applications from Indian nationals for the post of junior stenographer position offers level 4 as per the 7 CPC pay matrix, with one vacancy and age limit between 18 to 25 years. The translator position offers level 6 as per the 7 CPC with one vacancy and the age limit of 30 years. Recruitment will be direct or on deputation as applicable. Candidates must apply online, with the last date for submission of applications being 13th July. For complete vacancy details, eligibility criteria and application guidelines, kindly visit the ncpsl.csu.co.in under the recruitment section. I repeat the website, that is www.ncpsl.csu.co.in. The Agriculture and Processed Food Products Export Development Authority, under the Ministry of Commerce and Industry, Government of India, invites applications for various Group A and Group B positions. Available vacancies include Assistant General Manager roles in Agriculture, Business Promotion, Finance and Information Technology, all in pay level 10 and an upper age limit of 35 years. Additionally, positions of Assistant Manager Agriculture, Assistant Manager and Junior Hindi Translator are open with pay levels ranging from 6 to 8 and an age limit of 30 years. Interested candidates may check the detailed eligibility and application guidelines at APEDA's official website at www.apeda.gov.in. The National Biodiversity Authority, NBA, an autonomous and statutory body under the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, invites applications on deputation basis for the post of Accounts Officer Group A Level 10. Eligible officers from central or state governments holding analogous post or suitable pay levels with relevant experience in accounts and finance are encouraged to apply. The last date for receipt of applications is 28th July 2025. Detailed information and application format is available on the website at www.nbaindia.org. The National Intelligence Grid under the Ministry of Home Affairs invites applications from eligible government officials for multiple posts including deputy directors and assistant directors in areas such as relationship management, solution security, project management, IT infrastructure and data center management. These posts are on deputation basis with pay levels ranging from level 8 to level 11. Interested candidates may refer to the detailed vacancy circular and apply as per the instructions on the Ministry of Home Affairs website. That is https://www.mha.gov.in/en/notifications/vacancies. The deadline for applications is 45 days from the date of publication in the Employment News. The Office of the Director General Married Accommodation Project, DGMAP, is hiring 17 junior engineers on a one-year contractual basis with an upper age limit of 65 years and a consolidated monthly package of approximately 50,000 rupees. For more information, kindly visit the website at www.dgmap.gov.in. The Ministry of Finance, Department of Economic Affairs invites applications on deputation basis for the post of Assistant Library Information Officer, Group B, Level 7. Eligible officers from central or state governments with requisite qualifications in library science and professional experience are encouraged to apply. The deputation tenure is for 3 years, with a maximum age limit of 56 years. Applications with all required certificates and forwarding from the parent department must be sent to the Under Secretary, Admin 6, Ministry of Finance, North Block, New Delhi, within 60 days from the date of advertisement's publication. For further details and application format, kindly visit the Ministry of Finance website, that is at https://dea.gov.in, or you could also go on to www.finmin.gov.in. As we conclude today's episode of Employment News, I hope you found valuable insights and opportunities to initiate or advance your career. Remember, the job market is full of possibilities. Stay tuned for our next broadcast, where we will continue to bring you the latest updates on job vacancies and recruitment notifications. Thank you for joining me, Lucy Gabriel. Until next time, stay motivated and keep striving for success in your career journey.
This concludes today's Employment News. The information is also accessible via our mobile application and on the website newsonair.com. We welcome your comments and suggestions regarding this program. Please direct your feedback to airnstalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject line. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.